Last week, we applauded the delisting of wolves, and today on Sportsman Spotlight, seasoned hunter Tommy Allen, who was hunting elk in the Selkirk Mountain Range, underscores our position. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
The area is just thick with predators, very few elk sign. Did cut a few fresh tracks, but it's just such thick timber, they're really hard to hunt unless you get them in a clearing or a logging cut. One thing, I did run into some guys who hunted the area for around 25 years. They said they used to shoot a lot of real nice bucks out of the area, but in the last 5 or so years, they haven't even seen any deer. And obviously, that's because the predators. I didn't see a single deer up there either. Mealies should be in rut right now. The whitetail should be coming into it pretty soon. But there's just very few deer or elk in there just because there's tons of predators. And that's happened in the Frank Church Wilderness and the Lolo Unit in Idaho, where the wolves just decimate any deer or elk in those regions, and it takes forever for them to come back. The wolves, from what I've heard, that they'll come into an area, they'll clean out everything, and then they move on to the next area. And then they'll clean out everything in that area, and then if there's nothing else to eat, they come down and will get after people's livestock, especially in a state like Washington State, where you can't trap wolves, you can't shoot wolves, and you're right on the border of Idaho where you can. Well, I assume the wolves would probably end up hanging out more in Washington, knowing that they have a little bit of hunting pressure in Idaho. But it was kind of sad to see how many predators were in that area and how little deer sign and elk sign was in that area, just due to the pressure from not hunters, but from wolves. And grizzly bears, I'm not sure how much they actually go after adult elk and deer, but I know they'll attack the fawns.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.